We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Tuesday, November 28th. A busy week for the CU men's and women's basketball teams and the volleyball team this week. The women's basketball team, fresh off their Rocky Mountain Hoops Classic title this past weekend, hosting the Bison of North Dakota State on Wednesday at the Event Center. In the process of winning the tournament last weekend, Buff standout junior guard Kennedy Leonard surpassed the 1,000-point mark in her career in the title game win over George Mason. Leonard became the 30th Buff to break the century mark in her career and says, although it's a nice milestone, she's not paying too much attention to it right now.
It doesn't really mean too much to me. What mattered more was that we actually won the game. Mm-hmm. So to be champs was probably what meant more. But of course I knew it was, you know, in the works because I have my family here. So they were counting down, you know, holding up posters and stuff, which is a little bit ridiculous. But I'm glad they did that and I'm glad that they were here to see it.
The Buffs and Bison will tip it off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Boulder at the Coors Event Center. The CU men's basketball team now 6-0 in the season following Sunday's impressive win over Air Force at the Event Center. Senior George King led the Buffaloes with 25 points, a career-high 15 rebounds in the victory, his second straight 20-plus point game. The senior from Fayetteville, North Carolina, says he feels like he's got a nice rhythm going offensively right now.
And it feels good, finally. I mean, that's why you shoot every day. You know, I shoot every day, work on my game, and, you know, always keeping my pencil sharpened. And that's what I was able to do tonight, and I'm glad they were falling for me.
Saturday, George King and the Buffaloes travel up north to square off with rival Colorado State at Moby Arena. Early game. Coverage gets underway in the Colorado Basketball Network at 10:30 with Buffs warm-up presented by Safeway, followed by the tip-off between the Buffaloes and the Rams at 11 a.m. The game will also be streaming live at CUBuffs.com. And for the 19th time in Colorado volleyball history, the Buffaloes are advancing to the NCAA tournament. It was announced on Sunday night by the NC2A. Senior Jocelyn Hayes says it wasn't a surprise the Buffs were included after a two-year absence from the dance, but it was a great experience seeing the name pop up on the screen.
Really, it wasn't a huge surprise. We knew we were in. We didn't know where we were going, so that was fun to see. And especially coming off of 2 years of not making the tournament, it was just such a relief to not be like, oh my, are we, is it going to, it was just kind of nice to sit back and realize, like, I know our name's going to pop up. Now it's just a matter of where. So yeah. Now we know where.
The Buffs will travel to Waco, Texas to face James Madison in the opening round on Friday at 3:30 Mountain Time. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.